You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.
This is wild. I've been doing this my whole life, and I thought it was because I had a problem, and it turns out I was doing it right.
Okay, wait a minute.
I've been told by so many doctors this is not a good idea, and now they're saying it's fine. All right, when do you put your deodorant on?
I put my deodorant on both at night and in the morning, actually. It says to do so on the back of my deodorant. A little bit lighter at nighttime. And heavier in the morning.
Well, guess what? Congratulations. That's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, I'm a genius. Look at me.
I actually put on deodorant like 3 times a day.
Okay.
I have like a weird obsession with deodorant. Okay. And, you know,
yeah,
they
it's
have,
called body odor.
Well, but. I actually don't get BO.
Okay.
But I attribute that to I wear excessive amounts of deodorant. So.
An abundance of deodorant has stopped you. You're not actually allowed to sweat anymore at this point.
All my glands have been sealed shut.
Antiperspirant has taken over your body.
With all the chemicals that I've been told by my friends that are clogging up my body, and that's eventually going to take me out because I'm letting it in through my armpits.
On a tangent, but you might be right.
Anyway, so I always was told by doctors that you should only wear deodorant once a day because there's a lot of chemicals in there and you don't really know and the long-term effects. And lately there's been such a push for these all natural deodorants.
Right. No aluminum, all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to try those because everybody I know that has tried those smells. And I don't know
the ones that have stuck with it. They smell.
Like, yeah. I'm like, I get it. You're wearing all, you just might as well not wear anything at that point. If you ask
I tried the vegan thing. Mm-hmm. You remember I tried it. All it did was ruin like 8 shirts of mine.
Right. And what did I tell you?
You told me I smelled funky.
Right. But they're saying now, there's this whole article about it, that you are supposed to, like you said, wear it every night before bed and again in the morning.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that it's written right on the plastic applicator and I never read it. I don't think I ever actually read the directions to argue with my friends. Like, it says right here, for best results, apply every night before bed and again in the morning.
I think mine is like it's one of those, clinical ones or whatever, Clinique or whatever it's called, and you flip it over in the back and I figure this is doctor's advice.
Mm-hmm. When was the last time you were told, you cannot sing? Actually, for us, it wasn't that long ago. We got called into a meeting, and they were saying no more singing on the air because we were embarrassing ourselves.
We get told that kind of often, actually, because, you know, from time to time, we forget.
Yeah, we like to sing. We're not supposed to, though. Trending is powered by Cricket. Joining Cricket Nation is your hack for pricey holiday shopping, because at Cricket Wireless, you can get 4 5G lines for only $25 per line. Smile, you're on Cricket. They're saying it could be another $1 billion weekend. I don't know if I'm buying all this, but remember Barbenheimer? That's when Barbie and Oppenheimer were squished together because they were released the same weekend and everybody went to go see both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Glicked Weekend.
Oh, man, this is exciting.
Glicked. So, up first, Big G, Gladiator 2.
I own you now. But whose head could I give you to satisfy your fury?
The general will do.
Am I the only one that didn't realize this movie was coming out till about, I don't know, a week ago? I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah, no, they've been talking about it for a while. Mm. You must have, like, you know, had your head in the sand. Were you a big fan of part one?
No, I never saw it.
Right. So, I mean, that makes a lot of sense, right?
Right.
It was a huge film. Russell Crowe, actor of the year, right? Mm-hmm. And director of the year, I believe, for that movie, too. I thought it was going to stink, but people are actually saying the reviews are good, so.
And then the wicked part, the icked part of Glicked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz summons you to the Emerald City. Come with me.
What?
To meet the wizard.
Why couldn't it possibly? This is your moment. I'm coming.
And they're having all these special sing-along versions of the movie.
Okay.
But if you don't go to a sing-along version, AMC, the movie theater, they put out a warning. Here's a terrible news clip explaining the rules of watching Wicked.
And AMC is out with a new warning for fans of the popular musical. You will not be allowed to sing along to Wicked. No singing. The company says, quote, at AMC Theaters, silence is golden. No talking, no texting, no singing, no wailing, no flirting.
No flirting.
No flirting. And absolutely no name calling.
I don't know why there's a guy in the background just yelling Jamie.
Yeah, me neither.
Jamie! Jamie, is that you? Are you going to sing at the movie?
Yeah, maybe he's the singer of the group.
I have no idea.
I mean, how are they going to enforce that? They're really going to kick people out of the theaters? I don't know. Now, believe it or not, it is the first time in a very long time that I am going to the movies on premiere night. And shockingly enough, I am not going to see Gladiator 2. I'm going to see Wicked.
Is that because your wife Alicia is making you?
No, you I suggested it to my wife to take it's a little date. We're going to go this afternoon, as a matter of fact, because it's 3 hours long. If I don't go in the afternoon, there's no way I make it through the movie.
I don't think you stay awake past the first hour of
it. It's going to be challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking about getting a coffee before we go.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, 3 hours. Three hours is long. The chairs recline.
Are you going to wail or sing? Or flirt?
I don't know any of the songs.
Or name call?
I didn't see the show on Broadway. So, I did not read the book or whatever it is that there might be the source material. So I have no idea what's going on here.
Material.
Yeah. I mean, I read Oz a thousand years ago.
My daughter is a theater kid, so she is into all this. But I was never into this either.
Yeah.
So when everybody knows all the words to Defying Gravity and Popular, I kind of just smile and nod my head and move my mouth and pretend like I do too, but I don't. I don't know the words.
Alicia saw it, but you know, I'm going to eat a lot of candy.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get some nachos and some popcorn, probably spend $1,000 on those things.
It's true.
And then
it'll be a nice day out.
Yeah, it'll be a nice day out. I'll let you know how it goes.
You thought porch pirates were the biggest problem you're going to have this holiday season. There's a lot of delivery disasters, and FedEx and all these big companies, UPS, are saying, we're ready. We're ready for the holidays. We're ready for all the shipping. We are ready for everything that comes along with it. But there's a new stat that said nearly 15 million online shoppers face parcel delivery problems in the last month.
Yeah.
That's a third of online shoppers. Almost 15 million people had an issue.
That's not shocking at all. I mean, they say the same thing every time there's going to be a hurricane, every time there's going to be some sort of, you know, natural disaster response. FEMA's like, we'll be there tomorrow. They're not there that next day. It just doesn't work out that way, Anna Zapp. You can tell us you're as ready as you want to be, and then there's a storm somewhere, or there's something that goes wrong, and all of a sudden your package, you'd be lucky if you ever see it.
Isn't it that anticipation and that nervousness when you order something and you're waiting for it, and then all of a sudden you realize, wait, wasn't it supposed to be here yesterday?
Right.
Where is it? And then you start, then you got to see, was it stolen? Actually, we just got an email today from somebody that won a prize from us. They were like, I don't know if it got stolen or if it was never delivered or if there was a problem. And I'm like, man, that's the worst feeling.
Is there anything worse than when you see it and they assign it a tracking number and now you can just see that it's been sitting in one place for 5 days?
And you don't understand.
Why?
What's
Why
it doing it there? Do they lose it there?
Right.
Does it just live there now?
Right.
And then you got to call and you have to explain. It's like, it says it's been at this port for like 6 days
now. Somebody pick it up.
Yeah.
It's just there lonely.
Over the pandemic, remember I bought that really cool tie-dye suit that was coming from China? It was like in the middle of the ocean for 6 weeks.
A long time.
It was there for a long time.
There was nobody to unload the boats.
Yeah. I was trying to think, what's the last delivery disaster I was a part of? And it wasn't really a delivery disaster, but it was definitely weird. I had ordered something from Amazon, and when they delivered it, it was just an empty envelope. Like, it was like, you know how sometimes when it's something smaller, I think it was some makeup or something.
Really?
It just comes in one of those, like the foam envelopes.
Okay.
There was nothing inside it.
Yeah.
And then when you go to do the refund and the return, I didn't know how to explain, like,
nothing arrived.
You shipped me an empty bag.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, do I return that to the UPS store or the Whole Foods in my area?
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't understand.
I've got a dispute going on right now. Like, I wanted to order a safe, and the safe is on a great special. And I'm like, this is great. I'm going to have a safe. It's going to be like having a bank vault in my house. They'll only deliver it, like, right to the edge of the curb. And it's heavy. It's a safe. I didn't know this until they were like, okay, the safe's packed up. We're getting ready to ship it out. And then I was like, wait a minute. You want $600 to take it from the curb to the front door? No, that's not happening.
Maggie, what was your delivery disaster?
I have a job at a church, right? But also, you know, I got kids and it was Halloween and one of the kids wanted to be a cop. So I ordered a little pair of handcuffs, right? The costume pieces aren't coming. I'm like, they said they were delivered. They said they were delivered. Look back at my order and I had inadvertently sent them to the church where I work at. So then I had to go and ask the pastor for the handcuffs that I had purchased.
You know what's a problem? is that when you save all the different addresses, I just did this the other day. Raven, do you remember when somebody delivered a Christmas wreath to my old house and then I saw that they had put it up on their door?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So somebody basically stole my Christmas wreath. But I did it again the other day. I went to go order 4 lipsticks.
You went to send it to your old house?
I sent it to my old house. I had to spend all night trying to get it corrected. And eventually, I just had to cancel a whole order after 45 minutes. And I'm like, there's no world where I'm going to my old house a year and a half later to be like, hey, me again.
Right.
I'm still sending things here. I'm an idiot, even though I thought I deleted that address from everything I had.
Yeah, and I really need that shade for tomorrow. So you're going to have to open the door and give it to me right now. No, that would be awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Delivery disasters. What happened at your house? There's a stat that says nearly 15 million online shoppers faced parcel delivery problems in the last month. That's more than a third of online shoppers, even though all these big companies are saying, we're ready for the holidays. Don't worry. Shop. Yeah.
Well, they're filthy liars. We know that. 'Tis the season. And of course, because, you know, it is the season where so many more people are ordering and you've got weather issues here, there, whatever it may be. There's going to be a lot of excuses, Anna. There's going to be a lot of delivery problems.
Yeah. What happened to you? Caitlin.
So I ordered something from IKEA and said it was delivered. So I go and look outside and it only been like 9 minutes before it's not there. I thought, you know, there's been porch pirates. I was like, wow, how did they nab it so quick? But it turns out that IKEA had put it, they had taken the picture for proof of delivery, and then they had gone around and, like, put it behind my gate. So they had done the right thing, but it turns out they have no insurance. Freaking out, I was contacting them, like, where is my package? I'm scared to order from companies who don't have insurance, because you never know when your package is going to get stolen. Oh, I was so stressed until I finally found it when I took the garbage out. I didn't know what I was going
to
do.
That I don't like when they take liberty to just leave things in random places. They do that at my house, too, because there's a lot of places that you could leave things.
Right.
I've noticed that some of my friends put notes up that say, please leave deliveries here. I might start doing that.
Yeah, instructions are important. I mean, if you're the porch pirate, you're riding around, I see something that says IKEA on the side of it. Unless I'm in desperate need of a drawer set. I'm going to drive by that. That's not the thing that I'm looking to steal. But who knows? Maybe they got a new apartment.
Nothing makes me more mad when they leave a lot of things right in front of my garage. And a lot of times, I'm not paying attention.
You got to move everything.
All I think, no, it's like, I'm going to run over it. Like, if it's like the flat Amazon packages or something, like, I'm pulling into that. Like, I'm going to run over these packages. Like, why would you leave it there? Not to the side. Right in front.
I guess you got to drive with your eyes open.
Listen. It's probably good. Don't tell me what to do, Raven.
Your packages and for the good of everybody else out there. But
Nick, do you have a delivery disaster?
Well, I've been using Amazon to have a major market deliver like treats or snacks to my girlfriend, and a lot of times I'll include flowers in the delivery, and invariably those flowers are beat to hell, and I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm not tipping enough or what it is, but. And I called a few times and tried to address the situation. No one wants to take my call. It's like, you know, you send something nice like flowers or whatever, and you want them to look halfway decent. And so I guess I'm kind of a cheapskate. I should probably just do this traditional delivery way. But
I have to tell you, until I just went to Amazon and you said it, I had no idea you could send flowers on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
I had no clue.
Yeah, you can do all that. You know what I've found is that my wife has started putting notes in for the driver. And we're getting great delivery service. Like, everything is exactly as we want. She always thanks the driver. And, like, it goes a long way. Like, it ups their rating. So they're definitely responsive. But I always get that. Whenever I get a fruit delivery, I sent Anna over $200 worth of wine. She said every bottle was broken.
It was.
Every bottle. Like, and she didn't tell me for a year.
What was I going to say?
I mean, you could say, hey, this is a great gift. Thanks. Nothing got here.
Well, it got to my house. It was just completely shattered. Broken glass everywhere.
I would have called them back and said, send it again.
Fine. Quick question for all the parents out there. When you have your child get a J-O-B for the very first time, what do you make them pay for? So my daughter Hayden is 15 years old now. She just got her first job. And I thought in my mind... Now she's got to pay for her own stuff.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Not even like, it's not like you expected her to pay you back for everything that she's done. But,
no,
but like, pay for the rest of her stuff from now on.
Yeah, like when she goes to Chipotle, maybe she can pay for her own bowl.
Man, that'd be nice.
Starbucks, you know what? You ought to pay that. You'll see how often you're going now, right? And then I had this conversation with her yesterday.
Yeah.
Hayden, now that you're employed, what do you think you should be responsible for paying on your own?
I don't know. Maybe when I go shopping, I can pay for my clothes.
Okay.
Okay, but we were talking about Christmas presents, and you told me that I had to pay for the presents that you were going to buy for your friends.
For my one family friend, and that's different because she's a family friend.
No, because it's a significant gift that costs a good amount of money.
I've only been working for 2 days.
You better start saving.
I mean, it's a valid point if she's only been working for 2 days. On the other hand, what? Because somebody is blood, that means that it's still on your payroll?
But that's so weird.
It's like, her friend.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it's her close friend.
And then I started thinking about it. And when we went to Chipotle yesterday, ironically bringing it up, I'm like, you pay.
Yeah, you don't need guac.
You got
your
money.
That's an extra $250 on there right now.
You made $30 last weekend.
Before taxes.
Yeah.
Right. Congratulations.
You know, go get something. And she was like, no. And, you know, she was like, you have to pay for my food.
Yeah. She's like, I'm still your daughter.
Right.
Right. Like, she's like, I'm still living with you.
What do you think are the things that I should make her pay for on her own versus the things that I'm still responsible for? Because the whole point is to teach her that, honestly, oh my God, I feel like a million years old saying this, that money doesn't grow on trees.
Well, of course, right. And she has to learn how to budget and be financially responsible and all that stuff. And it takes making decisions.
Right. And she has Apple Pay, which is hooked up to my credit card.
Oh, that's dangerous.
And so she thinks that the magic gods in the sky pay for all the things whenever she scans that. So I'm trying to teach her this is important.
Listen, I mean, I think that you should have to pay for gifts for family members that she doesn't actually care for. I mean,
like her sister.
Well, almost, kind of, right? Like, because, I mean, you're making her do that, right? So that makes sense. But let me give you a list here. How about cell phone?
I will pay for her cell phone only because my mom paid for my cell phone until I got married.
I thought your mom was still paying for your cell phone, to tell you the truth.
No, the rule for me, my brother, and my sister is once we got married, she stopped paying for our phone bill. My mom and my dad, not just my mom.
I get it because you want them to be accessible, too. How about like car insurance? Like, she's getting her license.
So our boss was saying that his daughter pays him $100 a month towards the car insurance.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a good idea. $100 a month
Something.
Towards the car insurance.
Yeah.
And she's got to pay for her own gas.
Yeah. No, I think that makes sense, right? Like like the license or the test itself. I mean, that kind of goes hand in hand.
I'll pay for that.
Okay.
The license,
Nights out with friends.
She's got to pay for that, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say so. Yeah, I agree with that. Senior trip.
Senior trip? Where's she going?
I don't know. I mean, they do those things from time to time.
If it's school,
to Cancun or something, didn't you?
Yeah, but they don't do that anymore. They wised up.
What if she came to you and she was like, I want to go to Cancun for a senior trip?
I'd be like, you're out of your mind. So if it's a school sanctioned event, then I pay. But if it's something she wants to do with her friends, she's on her own. Right? Does that make sense?
If it's something she actually would enjoy, she's paying
for it. She's on herself. Yes. Wicked Weekend is here. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo starring in what they're saying will be the Barbie of this year. But there's one rule, according to a certain movie brand.
An AMC is out with a new warning for fans of the popular musical. You will not be allowed to sing along to Wicked. No singing. The company says, quote, at AMC theaters, silence is golden. No talking, no texting, no singing, no wailing.
I don't hate this.
You know what? I don't hate the rule either, because I think that people, obviously it's theatrical, so people will be way over the top with it, and it's very passionate for some people. If you want to go to a show where people are doing the singing, I think that's cool too.
They have sing-along theaters, but AMC, if you're going to one that's not, they're like, don't even try it. And the thing is there are a lot of popular songs from Wicked.
I'm sure. Like, I mean, if people have seen it and they're a fan of it, some of these things are very big to them. They're crucial.
Right. Like, if I played this for you.
That message that you will see. Now, here's the thing. You don't have to worry about me singing because I never saw the show.
And you don't know the words.
I don't know any of the words.
It's the most famous song from the movie.
Perfect.
And it goes. Tell them
I mean, hearing like a regular person next to me trying to sing that
right.
wouldn't be very appealing.
And
right?
the truth of the matter is like, even if you think you know the words,
yeah.
you probably don't. So we went around the office and we asked random people to sing it, and this is what it sounded like.
Oh, boy.
Tell them how I am defying gravity. I'm flying high.
Wow.
Defying Uh-oh. Gravity.
Not bad.
No, I mean, really not terrible. Honestly, right. I thought it would be worse, and I feel like they knew most of the words, if yeah. not all. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Tell them how I have defied gravity. I love this musical. I saw it when it came out. Idina Menzel, Kristen Chenoweth. I was obsessed. It was fantastic.
He doesn't know the rest of the words.
Or I was going to say.
Yeah, John would have kept singing if he knew the rest of the words. Yeah. He definitely did not.
Feels like a more like I was hot for them kind of thing, more than like I was into the music and right. moved by it.
Right.
I feel. Tell them how I'm gonna make them melt with water. I don't know.
Yeah, no, most people don't know.
Bad.
Don't feel bad. That was pretty bad.
I don't think there's gonna be any enforcement in the theater I'm in. I'm going to like a discount theater, not AMC, so mm-hmm. they kind of let just people run wild there. I wonder what I'm in for.
Are they gonna sing like this?
Oh, I am defying gravity.
I think that's, I'd be lucky.
I mean, not
be lucky
nothing.
To get some of that.
If AMC says it, I'm with them. Like, don't let them sing. Who wants to listen to that sitting next to you for 3 hours?
Well,
nobody.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today, they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
Joining us, it's Ryan Brecklin from GoodBottleAuctions.com and NestEggAuctions.com. He is an expert appraiser, and a couple times a year, we're lucky enough for him to come in. We've been taking your items at AnnaandRaven.com. You take pictures and send us information, and now he's going to tell you what it's worth. Ryan, what's up next?
So Linda sent in some photographs of her family's music box that her husband's grandmother gave to her. Runs great, sound is incredible, and stands on a table. So this is a music box with its own dedicated piece of furniture.
So it's not a jewelry box with like a mini ballerina on top. This is something sizable.
Yes. So let's play a game. What did we have before iTunes and Spotify?
Mm-hmm. We had radios.
Okay, and what is radios? Yeah. Yeah. What did we have when we wanted to play a
record player?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And then what did we have before that?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that has a big cone on the top.
Troubadours.
Okay.
People that would walk around and sing.
Before phonographs, records, and cylinders reproducing mm-hmm. music, we had music boxes
oh!
with interchangeable discs.
All right.
Oh, wow.
These are metal discs, like 20 inches in diameter.
No kidding.
And yes. you have to take it out and put it on a device to play it and crank it up with
That's
a handle.
Yes.
You know what? I mean, am I the only person here that feels this way? But just hearing about the operation of picking up this large metal disc.
That was sharp.
Putting it on
Cut your hand.
I was going to say, it sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
It sounds absolutely like a safety hazard.
And this thing's mechanical, so it's full of springs and gears, and they break down all the time like a car, you know?
Yeah.
And what happens if you're having that party, and then your music box is out of order?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you ain't got no party, and it's
over.
Worth no money. But you said this one sounds great and works great.
Yes, and there are collectors for this. Now, the interesting thing is the music box has all the gears and the mechanisms in it, and the piece of furniture underneath acts as the speaker. So they use the vibrations traveling through the table that it sits on to actually amplify the music.
Isobarics.
Yes.
Back then. Wow. It's like the Mayan calendar.
So, all right. So how much does something
These
like this
These were smart
worth?
People.
You can buy a little one anywhere from $400 to $1,000. If you want a fully running tabletop model like this with the furniture in great condition and running, they can bring anywhere from $6,000 to
$8,000.
That's
wow. a lot. I'm like, okay, great. I collect radios. I don't know if we've ever talked about this before. Most of them aren't in good condition. I buy them because I think they're pretty, and I use them as decorations around my house. You know, it's like antique radios everywhere. Is there a market for that?
Yes.
I have a gorgeous working Zenith. It works.
There are some Zenith models that are worth a fortune, $10,000 to $25,000.
Oh,
got
wow.
it as a gift from my grandfather-in-law.
There are certain radios that are cross-collectible. This is something I always talk about. When you find an object that's both a radio and has to do with a television show like the Waltons, the radio that was in the opening or the closing for the Walton show. Mm. That one's a $2,000 or $3,000 radio because it was famous on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So certain models and certain crossover radios can be many thousands.
Wow. No, I don't think the ones I have like that, but I should probably pay attention.
So his could be worth quite a bit. But, I mean, how do you move it, right? Because with those gears and those springs, I just feel like it's looking to bite somebody. It's dangerous.
Is your radio like a piece of furniture?
I've had one like that before. This one is not like that.
So it's a tabletop.
No, radio. I was talking about the phonograph.
Oh, right.
I was talking about the listener's item. No, I could move mine radio comfortably.
Does it work?
Yes, it works.
That's great.
All right, we're going to have more with Ryan coming up later.
Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today, they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
Ryan Brecklin is an expert appraiser. You can find him at goodbottleauctions.com and nesteggauctions.com. He gets to come on with us a couple times a year, and we're so thankful. And what we do is we ask you to submit items that you have around your house that you think have significant worth, or maybe you just have no idea and you're curious of what it's worth, and then he tells you. All right, Ryan, what's up next?
Tina sent in some pictures of a clock that she's had for some time and looking for an appraisal. This clock is made by the New Haven Clock Company, and it is called a steeple clock. So if you can imagine what the steeple of a church looks like, that's the shape of this clock. It's wooden. It's fairly simple, but probably around 130 to 150 years old.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, right. So you figure hand carved or whatever, or hand put together. What? I mean, what's it like?
So New Haven, Connecticut, right?
Okay.
Connecticut at one point was the epicenter of clock manufacturing in the entire United States.
Look at that.
Whoa.
Who knew?
Right.
Right. So they were cranking them out. They had big factories and they were mass producing clocks.
Oh, now I know what that means. Sorry, New Haven. We celebrated too early.
So this particular clock is one of their more common models. And she also sent along a receipt from when I think it was purchased maybe in 1994 for $472. And over time, what's happened to the clock business, the clock to collecting industry, is that the people who know how to work on these have passed on. And no one has picked up the mantle of clock repair.
It's like the cobbler. I say this all the time. The guy that
fixes the shoe guy.
Yes. Yeah, it's a dying industry, the cobbler.
Yeah.
We don't fix shoes in America. We throw them away.
Right. Well, Anna is crying for those cobblers.
Right. Saying, I've got boots right now.
So if this clock today was in running original condition, it would be worth around $175.
Oh, my gosh. So it really doesn't appreciate. It's not worth it. It's so funny you bring this up. My parents have a beautiful grandfather clock that I'm not even going to tell you what they paid for. It was a lot years ago when they were so popular. And she wants it out of the house. And I don't know what to do because part of me is like it was a lot of money.
Attached,
like,
yeah.
Are they nobody wants grandfather clocks anymore?
The demand is low. Yes.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, you got to give them away. They're going to give away grandfather clocks. You want a grandfather clock? Come take it. I'm going to put it on Facebook Marketplace. You got to pick it up by 3:00 today for free.
It seems so sad, right?
Yes.
Like my grandmother had one and the cuckoo and all that stuff. But
and there aren't a lot of people who can keep them running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they died. Remember we talked about it, all those people? That's so sad, them and the cobblers.
Oh,
I know. All right, Ryan, you can find Ryan Brecklin online at goodbottleauctions.com.
Oh, no.
Nesteggauctions.com.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
What did you do this week to earn your margarita? You can call 1-800-330-9999. Mary?
Well, this past weekend, I spent all Saturday volunteering at a bake sale, which first I had to bake for, but then I had to spend the whole day with kind of the most annoying moms ever. Hopefully they're not listening to this. And did it all because my daughter wanted me to. So definitely think I deserve a margarita after that.
The volunteering at the school is legit. Wow. So usually, and I give you a lot of credit, Mackenzie, because I usually do bake sale because it's easy. Like, you know, everything costs a dollar. Mm-hmm. I can figure out the math in my head. That's basically the extent of my math abilities.
Yeah.
But this past time, I went to the volunteer meeting, and they say you didn't have to have any knowledge of anything.
That whatsoever.
They would teach you, and it mm-hmm. would be fine. And they definitely said no sewing. So I volunteered to be a backstage mom because I thought it would be really fun to see the kids in action for a theater. It was a theater performance.
Yeah.
And so I volunteered, and I I get there, and within 10 minutes, they're like, we have 7 costumes to sew.
Nice.
Before the thing goes up. And I was in a full, I go, excuse me, I do not know how to sew.
Yeah, nobody told me there'd be sewing involved.
I went to the volunteer meeting, and they told me that I didn't need to know how to do
Did
that.
Did they dismiss you like a juror?
No.
You had to learn how to sew.
I learned how to sew. I just watched the other, like, I know like the basics of it, but like not how real people know how to sew.
Right.
Yeah. So I managed to sew a cape. It took me about 2 hours, but I got a cape sewed together. Yeah. I was very proud of my work.
Good job.
And then I asked them to double check for me. I'm like, can you make sure this is okay? Oh, I was so afraid that one of those kids was going to get on stage and the cape was going to fly off.
It was going to hurt them somehow.
I don't know.
A sewn cape.
Wardrobe malfunction. Who sewed this cape?
Who has sewn this cape?
It was Anna Zapp. She volunteered to be a backstage mom. She should have stayed at the bake sale where she belonged, counting dollar bills.
I love that. And they're saying this from the stage, of course. The packed atrium. I love it.
Well, anyway, Mackenzie, great job getting involved and spending your weekend doing that. You definitely have deserved your margarita.
Thank you. Yeah, it sounds like you deserve one, too, after all that time.
Wow.
Hannah, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Do I have one for you? Okay. The kids locked the keys in the house, and I was in one of those zones where I was like, I'm not going to wait for a locksmith to come. I'm not going to wait for anything. I'm just going to get them myself. Jimmied it open and jumped in through the bathroom window on top of my car, and they thought it was hilarious. But now I'm kind of concerned that they're going to try to do that when I'm not home.
Well, I mean, as long as you don't let them drive the vehicle, right? Like, I mean, resourcefulness when you get locked out.
You got to figure out a way to get back in, right?
You didn't break the window.
Didn't break the window.
Truth be told, I don't even know if I have keys to my house.
Yeah,
because I just go in through the garage. If, like, all of a sudden there was an incident where the garage door openers wouldn't open, I don't know how I get in.
Wait a minute. You have to have a key for your front door.
No, I do, but I don't know where it is. I don't think I've ever used it.
What, your front door?
Yes. Why would I use my front door if I go in through my garage?
I don't know, but you know where it is.
I do not.
You've seen it located on the front of your house.
No, I know where the lock is. The key that goes in that lock.
Okay.
I'm sure I got it at closing a year and a half ago, but then what?
How many keys are on your keychain?
I don't have a keychain. I have 2 fobs for my cars. What keys? What keys do you need?
You don't carry any other keys whatsoever?
No. What are you, like a janitor? What are you carrying all these keys for?
I have one house key that's attached to my key fob. That's it. And I think I have a lock for my storage unit. That is it.
So weird. Well, you enjoy your margarita. I hope your kids don't try to climb on top of your car and break into the window.
Yeah.
One couple.
Why would he go all the way to Oregon for this job when our life isn't there?
One problem.
Create so many opportunities for the family. I mean, we already have one kid in college already. And
you decide the outcome.
I think that it's going to be really hard on us.
It's just going to create so many opportunities.
Go and take work, guys. Good luck.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right.
Couples Court is powered by Ro.co. Are GLP-1s right for you? Go to Ro.co/Anna to find out if you're covered for free.
For box warning and full safety information, go to Ro.co/safety. Prescription only. Catherine and Alejandro. Catherine, what's going on?
Hey, so Alejandro and I, we've been dating for a while, and we're about to move in together, which is obviously a really exciting step. But yeah, along with that, you know, we're figuring out the logistical side of things as far as how we're going to split rent and utilities. To me, it makes the most sense to just do a clean split everything 50-50, especially because, you know, we're both working professionals. We'll be sharing everything. Seems like that's the logical way to go. Alejandro had another idea. He suggested paying $500 less a month, but he offered to pay for all of our streaming services and all of our groceries. I'm not really on board with that idea. Most of our streaming services are just stolen passwords from family and friends anyway. Groceries, they do cost a lot, but he's kind of the one with more dietary restrictions and ends up buying the more expensive things. So yeah, I'm still on board for 50-50. To me, that makes the most sense.
Alejandro, why are you being shady?
I thought it would be a little fair. You know, I go over all these groceries and it comes out to probably more than $500 a month to be the two of us. So you take $500 off rent and I just cover all the groceries. You don't have to worry about that ever. The streaming services, you know, a lot of them are in my name. All the ones that we still have are still in my name. So it's like, if she can't pay me back, that comes back on me anyway. So why not just, you know, take a little bit off of rent and we call it a day? I think that makes total sense to me.
Yeah, everybody's got their own financial arrangements, right, where you move in. But it is when you first move in, like figuring out those things. So it's good that you guys are having a discussion about it one way or the other. I don't know if I see the difference, though, right? Like, I mean, if one of you is always going to be wondering whether or not you're making out or not making out on this deal, then you're better off just going right down the line, right? You're just going right down the middle. If you've got all these dietary restrictions, I mean, what money are you truly saving by doing that way? On the other hand, it feels really cold to every month be, okay, here's my check for you. Here's your check for me. Here's this, here's that, right?
The strangest thing I see is when I see couples Venmoing each other, and it's like groceries. And I don't know if it's, I'm old school. My husband and I had nothing when we graduated college.
It feels weird, right?
We split our whole lives together. Like, what we have, we made together. So in my mind, when I see somebody Venmoing their husband $4 for milk, I'm like, what? It seems odd.
And in my household, we have a very different situation. I pay certain bills and Alicia pays certain bills, but we're both comfortable with the bills that we pay. Neither of us has ever asked each other what the other one costs, right? And so I think that when you get into that checks and balances things, that's where it gets a little bit whatever. I don't know. For my money, I'd probably just say split it if you guys both feel that passionate. But who knows?
Yeah. What do you think? Does Alejandro have a benefit? He gets paid $500 less a month, but he's covering the groceries? Or is Catherine right? Should things be down the middle?
I'd be getting all those streaming services.
Moving in with somebody for the first time is certainly a huge step in a relationship. But what do you do when you disagree on how to share the finances? Catherine and Alejandro. Catherine's like, everything should be 50-50, down the middle. Mm. Alejandro, he disagrees. He's got his own plan.
Yeah, it just seems weird, honestly, when you come up with a plan that's just not off there. It'd be one thing if one of them was making so much more money than the other. But they're both, you know, working professionals. They're doing pretty well for themselves. He says, listen, take $500 off the rent. I'll cover the food and all our streaming services. But she points out, Catherine says, that he buys all the pricey food and whatnot. And it all sounds kind of like not the best place to be starting from.
What do you think? Ed, whose side are you on?
I don't know. I'm on her side, but at the end of the day, find a new dude. Come on. This mine and yours? I don't know. I don't know if it works. I honestly don't know if it works.
Yeah, something that starts like that, like where does that go after, right? Like you have to be the person that's prepared for these conversations later on. It all feels awkward to me.
That's my half a container of milk. Don't drink it.
Right. Yeah, it just seems strange going into a relationship. It's not a roommate situation. It's a partnership. When you're moving in with somebody, it's a big step, right? Taking the relationship to the next level. But what do you do when you disagree on how to share the finances? The Couples Court Verdict is brought to you by Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
Catherine and Alejandro, they've been dating for a while now. They're getting ready to move in together, and they're excited about the situation. Catherine's always figured that they would just split the bills 50-50 down the middle.
Yeah.
But Alejandro has a different plan. He'd like to pay $500 less for the rent and cover all their streaming services and groceries.
But she says, well, we like take passwords from our friends and family for the streaming services, and you're the one with all the dietary restrictions, and why would we possibly do that? We should just share it.
I think the important thing is just that she's not comfortable with it, right? And if one person's uncomfortable, Anna, what is that going to mean down the road?
She just doesn't understand. And honestly, I don't understand either, but he's pretty insistent on it. B, whose side are you on?
I am on her side, but I'm also on her side of, like, run for the hills.
Yeah.
Because if he's already starting off nickel and diming her like this, he's always going to be looking for how he can come out on top.
Right. You're 100% right. That's what to me, it seems like
he's
such a dumb thing.
He's always going to be looking for that.
Why are you trying to save $500 a month saying, I'll pay groceries and I'll do this? Like, what are you talking about? If it's a partnership, you have to go in 50-50.
And the big red flag is that the amount of thought he's put into it, when she's just coming in saying, hey, what's ours is ours, right?
Yeah.
But he's already had some formula in his head. Run for the hills, girl. You deserve better.
I think it's interesting where she says, like, the forethought that why would somebody even come up with the idea to pay that instead of, you know, just splitting it?
Because it's shady. That's why.
Oh, shady Alejandro.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Catherine, our audience agreed with you. If you feel comfortable just splitting everything down the middle, that's what you should do.
Right. Well, thank you. I totally agree, you know, and I totally get what you guys were saying too about how once you're married, maybe combine everything or do things another way. But the thing is, since we're not engaged yet, I just feel like that logistically makes the most sense just to split everything down the middle. So I definitely think that's the right way to go.
How's that feel, Alejandro? You lost and got engaged on the same phone call. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Big day. Good luck. I mean, again, you know what? I mean, if she was going to be wondering about it, you're just better off doing it this way, Alejandro. You just don't.
Yeah. Sure. I guess, start budgeting and getting those numbers right now.
Well, you just don't want to be asked about the costs that you spent on that cheese board. That's what you don't.
I mean, some of these prices of meat these days, man.
Right. You don't want to be ridiculed on that. You just wanted to keep that quiet. I understand and I respect that. But we lost.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,300 thanks to T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. Michael, you ready?
I am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, Mike.
Okay. So Raven's walking out of here. That door is going to close, and he will not be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Let's do it.
Number one, Wicked theatergoers are saying that if you don't attend one of the sing-along versions of the movie, do not sing during the movie. AMC is saying the exact same thing. One of the most popular songs of the movie is called Defying What?
Gravity.
Number two, Miley Cyrus is working on a new album inspired by Pink Floyd's The Wall. Miley Cyrus got her big break on what Disney show where she played a pop star?
Hannah Montana.
Number three, PBS has a new documentary out about Leonardo da Vinci. One of his most famous paintings features Jesus with his 12 apostles. What's that painting called?
The Last Supper.
Number four, Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone, and Travis Scott will headline Coachella next year. This past April, at the last Coachella, name one headliner.
Jelly Roll.
And number five, the popcorn bucket for the upcoming Lord of the Rings animated movie is in the shape of a warhammer. It's 2 feet long and it has a pointy tip. It looks like it could actually hurt someone. What author wrote Lord of the Rings?
Tolkien.
Okay, great. Let me bring Raven back in.
Ew.
Michael did great. He got 4 out of 5.
All right, Mike, here we go. $2,300. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Wicked theatergoers are saying if you don't attend one of the sing-along versions of the movie, do not sing at the movie.
Okay.
And AMC is saying the exact same thing. One of the most popular songs of the movie is called Defying What?
Gravity!
That's why they don't want you to sing. Number two, Miley Cyrus is working on a new album inspired by Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Oh, boy.
Miley Cyrus got her big break on what Disney show where she played a pop star?
Hannah Montana.
Yes. Number three, PBS has a new documentary out about Leonardo da Vinci. One of his most famous paintings features Jesus with his 12 apostles. What's that painting called?
The Last Supper.
Yes. Number four, Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone, and Travis Scott will headline Coachella next year. That's a good ticket.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
This past April at the last Coachella, name one headliner.
How about Chappell Roan? How about Doja Cat?
Well, technically, Chappell Roan was not a headliner.
Well, I mean, she was bigger than everybody else.
No, that's what launched her career, but...
Doja Cat was a headliner.
Doja Cat was a headliner.
Yeah, get some.
Yeah.
So mad.
Look now I got to deal with the emails from the people,
Look
Raven.
At your face. So mad.
Because you make my life difficult.
So
you
mad.
Just say Doja Cat. And number five, the popcorn bucket for the upcoming Lord of the Rings animated movie is in the shape of a warhammer. 2 feet long, has a pointy tip. Not sure we should be giving that to kids. It looks like it could actually hurt somebody.
Not a good idea.
What author wrote Lord of the Rings?
Is that Tolkien?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Michael, he beat you 5-4 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
He did. This is Michael, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $2,400 come Monday, Anna.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in 3 delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals, and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.